Hi, everybody. It is time for Sharei Aran's Tshuva of the Week. And in honor of Shavuot, we're going to speak about someone who stays up all of Shavuot to learn all night. And even at home, we should be doing it. The OU and RCBC, NCSY have made great programming for us to learn at home and really take advantage of a lot of great stuff, a lot of great learning that we can accomplish. We can really, really do a lot, and we set our minds to it. Goals, do Rashi for all of Sefer Bereishit. I mean, that's just one example. There's so many things that you can accomplish. So if you've been up all night, the question is, you make the Birkat HaTorah. Birkat HaTorah, to make a Birkat HaTorah every day is very important. Men, women have to make Birkat HaTorah. But if you've been up all night, do you make Birkat HaTorah? Well, there are two ways to understand the Shulchan Aruch. There's one way that Magen Avraham understands it, and there's one way that Rav Yehuda Ayash understands it. We ask, as always, Rav Yehuda Ayash should be standing as a schut for his descendant, for Shimon Ayash, Shimon Chai ben Dada, Shehav Refuah Shalema, and Hashem should make Nisim to help him. Shulchan Aruch says as follows regarding Birkat HaTorah. Says that as far as Birkat HaTorah, it's an unusual halakha, and that normally halakha, the Jewish day begins at night. We know that. But as far as Birkat HaTorah, that you make the Birkat HaTorah when you wake up in the morning, that covers your Torah study not only during the day, but even at night as well, as long as you've not gone to sleep. Well, is that coming to imply that if you have not gone to sleep, that you should still not make Birkat HaTorah the next day? So the Magen Avraham is inclined to say, no, you should not make the Birkat HaTorah the next day because you didn't sleep. The sleep is triggering the chiyuv to make, the obligation to make a new bracha. However, Rav Yehuda Ayash says, no, that's not the way that you should be understanding the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just means if you've gone to sleep at night and you wake up at night, then you have to make a Birkat HaTorah. But certainly, even if you didn't go to sleep, it's the next day triggers the Chiyuv to make a Birkat HaTorah. So what is it? Is the sleep that triggers the Chiyuv to make a Birkat HaTorah, or is it the next day that triggers the chiyuv? So this is a raging machloket. And let's see how the Mishnah Berurah L'Chayei Adam, two major Ashkenazic poskim, how they resolve this issue. They say that it's safek brachot. The Pri Chadash, who's a major Sephardic posek, they quote, disagrees with Rav Yehuda Ayash and says that it is the sleep that triggers the chiyuv of Birkat HaTorah. And therefore, if you didn't sleep, you shouldn't make the bracha. We have to be worried about this interpretation of Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, safek brachot lahakel. If you didn't sleep, do not make a new Birkat HaTorah. To get yourself out of this safek, what's commonly done at an Ashkenazic Beit Knesset, as they follow the example set by the Chatam Sofer, you'd have a designated sleeper. That designated sleeper is going to, will make the Birkat HaTorah on behalf of those people who have not slept, and therefore he's motzi them, he'll make the bracha on their behalf, and they don't have to worry about the safek. Now, you would think that Sfaradim would follow this as well. Sfaradim, as we know, are always into safek brachot lahakel. That is a major mantra when it comes to brachot. You're not sure, do not make the bracha. Well, and you would expect, you have this major machloket, the Rav Yehuda Ayash, the Pri Chadash, two major Sephardic postgame, safek brachot lakel. But surprisingly, the minhag has become amongst Sfaradim, is that even if you didn't sleep, you were up all night, Leil Shavuot, or Leil Hoshana Rabbah, you still make the Birkat HaTorah. And that is because the Ari was insistent in the Shah Kavanot. He writes, it's written in his name, that you should make Birkat HaTorah even if you did not sleep. You should make all the Birkat HaShachar, even except for Antil Yadayim, even if you did not sleep. And this has become the Minhag, says Maran Achida. And this is the way that the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim say this has become the minhag. Even if you didn't sleep, you still say the Birkat HaTorah. The day triggers the chiyuv to say Birkat HaTorah. Interestingly, even amongst Ashkenazim, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees with Mishnah Berurah. He says the minhag amongst Ashkenazim is to make the bracha. However, I think the minhag today amongst Ashkenazim is that they have a designated sleeper who will make the bracha. So, Yaakov Yosef rules no Birkat HaTorah. Even if you didn't sleep all night, everyone can make it on their own in the Sfarada congregation. Now, why in Sharei Orah do we often have someone, a designated sleeper, who will make the bracha? Well, that's Yakut Yosef. This is Rav Avadja, following Kavet Chaim and Ben Ish Chai. However, the Sfardic practice is that, the Moroccan practice is that they are worried about the Pri Chadash. They're worried that the sleep is what triggers the chiyuv of Birkat HaTorah. And therefore, Moroccans have a strong minhag that if you didn't sleep, do not make a Birkat HaTorah. You have a safek bracha, sabal, safek bracha, lakia. We're not sure. And in fact, Rav David Banon, who's a major Sephardic Rav in Beit Din in Montreal, I've had the pleasure to interact with, very, very pleasant, wonderful man. He actually visited Sharei Orah once. He was a Mohel, Brit Milah, for the Cohens when they had a baby. And it was very, very beautiful. And he reports that Morocco, the minhag was that if they didn't have someone, didn't go to they realized they didn't have someone going to sleep, they sent someone to sleep, go home, sleep, and come back. And you'll be Mosias in Birkat HaTorah. So therefore, in Sharei Orah, we have Baruch Hashem, many Moroccan members, and we have to have respect for the Moroccan minhag. Therefore, they have one designated sleeper who will make the brachot on behalf of everybody, and therefore you don't have any concern regarding Birkat HaTorah, and his motzi and any safek. For the Moroccans and Alnitalat Yadayim, really for everybody, because Alnitalat Yadayim remains a safek if you didn't sleep whether you should make the bracha of Alnitalat Yadayim, even according to Rav Avadja. In any case, we wish everybody a Chodesh Tov, a Shavuot Tov, and we should have this coming Sukkot, a Chag Shavuot Sameach. Wishing everybody a great day.